It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Robotics companies are betting the farm on automation being adopted by agricultural producers. In order for farmers to embrace these robots, a perception needs to change from looking at them as simply another piece of farm machinery. Something that operates completely on its own, says Burrow founder Charlie Anderson, needs to be evaluated differently than equipment you have to operate yourself.
You look at a used tractor that's 80 horsepower, it'll sell for like 20 grand, right? And I think that farmers in their heads, as they're looking at these systems, they have a narrative of like, here's the piece of hardware that I used to buy. And you've got these smaller devices or different shaped devices. You're not really buying a piece of hardware. You're buying a thing that does a task on its own. People are really, really expensive. And they're oftentimes are much more expensive than the equipment that is doing a lot of the mechanized work. So I think there's a shifting perception in terms of autonomous systems versus what's out there today.
Anderson's company Burrow offers a people-scale autonomous cart that transports hand-picked produce during harvest.
Like, you know, if you look at an ATV in our case sells for like $8,000, and we're selling probably gets roughly double that in the first year, but it's worth that much more because it is driving itself. It's not just a piece of hardware.
This is one key challenge agrobotics companies like Burrow need to overcome for more widespread adoption of robotic technology. This has been your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich.